The 7 men accused of killing Zimbabwean Elvis Nyati were granted 3,000 rand bail each in the Randburg Magistrates Court on Friday. The suspects are accused of killing Nyati in a mob attack in Diepsloot, Johannesburg, last month during unrest over increased crime in the area, allegedly committed by foreigners. This is the law considered when granting bail.
The court decision regarding Section 64A, the applicants are not a danger to the public or individual safety. I say so because of the unsubstantiated evidence by the investigating officer pertaining to the role of the applicants. Furthermore, the applicants were arrested days after the demise of the deceased. There was no evidence presented that the applicants endangered the public safety and or individual safety. Section 64B, likelihood of evasion of trial, there's no evidence of any likelihood that the applicants will evade trial. Furthermore, all 7 do not possess passport and have never traveled outside the Republic of South Africa. Section 64C, interference with witnesses or evidence. Conditions can be made to ensure non-interference with witnesses with the understanding of the consequences of non-compliance with the bail conditions. Section 64D, jeopardy of the functioning of the criminal justice system. There's no evidence of any likelihood that the applicants will jeopardize the functioning of the criminal justice system. Section 64E, exceptional circumstances which may indicate the likelihood to disturb public order and security. In this regard, more police officers have been since deployed in the area of Diepsloot to keep such crimes from taking place. We are also hopeful that the police will utilize its intelligence to ensure that such instances are prevented. Based on the evidence presented by the defense yesterday pertaining to the identification parade, taking into account that crimes of this nature are dependent on the identification of the perpetrators, it is this court's finding that exceptional circumstances have been placed before the court that permits the applicant's release on bail. Therefore, the court will set an amount of bail that the applicants can afford. In the results, bail is fixed in the amount of 3,000 rands each.
The suspects face charges of murder, attempted murder, kidnapping, robbery with aggravating circumstances, assault with intent to do grievous bodily harm, and extortion. The matter has been postponed to July 7th for further investigation. For Times Live Podcasts, I am Demi Buzo.